Good morning, ma'am. How are you today?
Good, you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
I guess, do you mind just telling me a little bit about the Best Warrior competition? How did you kind of get involved with that?
It started about 8 months ago. My battalion non-commissioned officer in charge kind of volunteered me for it a little bit. He asked me if I would like to compete, and I didn't feel like I could say no. And it started back then at the company level, and just went up from there. Multiple competitions, progressing at each level, and it culminated last week at the Department of the Army's competition.
I guess how many, I'm not too familiar with the process, like how many different stages of competition did you have to participate in before you got to the Best Warrior level?
Okay, so the first one was actually for my regiment, the 640th Regiment, and then from there I competed for the state of Utah, and then I represented Utah at the Region 7 competition, the regionals, and then I represented Region 7 at the National Guard Bureau competition, and then represented the National Guard at the Department of the Army. So there was 5 in total.
Nice. That seems like a lot of work. Did you have different training apart from your normal stuff in order to do this, or is it, I guess, how do you kind of prepare?
I did. I had a lot of training and a lot of support from all my leadership. They provided, I was amazed at how much, how many resources they provided, individuals that were experts in the different areas I was going to be tested on, set aside time to train me and teach me about a lot of the stuff that I wasn't very familiar with. That was my job. For a few months there was just physically training and, you know, mentally training.
I guess, do you have any, favorite parts from it or anything that you learned?
I learned a tremendous amount. I learned a lot about what areas that I don't train hard enough in and that I need to focus more time and energy on to become a better leader. There's a lot of different Army programs out there that can benefit my soldiers that I haven't had any experience with, but I've learned how important it is to be aware of those so that if a soldier comes to me with an issue, I know what resources are available for them. I really enjoyed all the physical field events, shooting, all the different weapon systems, and a lot of that is stuff that we're not able to do very often. So having the opportunity to do it was really fantastic.
I guess, what was it like competing with the different soldiers at the national competition?
Well, each level going up, it was a little more stressful. I'm a really competitive person, and every level you go up, the competition got more and more difficult, and the competitors were all really, really great examples of the non-commissioned officers that we have in our Army. All the way through the National Guard level, meeting all those other citizen soldiers from around the country and just realizing the level of individuals we have in the Army. It was really great to be, counted among those guys.
So I guess you've been in the Army for 8 years, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I enlisted in the Utah Army National Guard in 2006.
I guess what kind of led you to join?
I always wanted to be a soldier growing up. Circumstances finally kind of permitted that in 2006. I had a supportive wife that allowed me to join, and, you know, getting the green light from her and being able to enlist and, I don't know, I was just able to finally do what I had always wanted to do growing up.
Yeah. Is there anything that you think people should know about the Best Warrior competition, or I guess just about being in the Army in general?
What I think people should know about the Best Warrior competition, it's a really great opportunity for one, for training, and two, just to realize the capabilities of all of the leaders we have in our Army. You can see how hard they train every day to be able to perform all of their tasks and be ready to answer the nation's call and go wherever they're asked to go and accomplish whatever mission they're asked to accomplish.
And then, I guess, so you enlisted in Utah. I think it said your hometown is Utah. Have you lived in Utah for, like, most of your life then, or what's kind of your connection to the area?
I actually grew up mostly in a small town in Southern California called Apple Valley and Mesa, Arizona. I moved around quite a bit growing up. My family moved to Saratoga Springs in 2010 to work full-time for the 640th RTI on active duty orders.
Nice.
Yeah, we've really loved it in Saratoga Springs. It's a great community. I like the weather a lot better than Arizona. I'm not a big fan of the hot summers. I like the seasons and like the environment up here.
Yeah, it seems like it would get really toasty in Arizona.
Yeah, and the summers in Arizona remind me too much of the heat in Iraq. I don't like being that hot with that much gear on. It's difficult.
Yeah, that seems fair. I think that's most of my questions, unless you think there's something I'm missing.
I can't think of anything, ma'am.
One thing I'd add, this is Lieutenant Colonel Fairborn, just so you understand some of the matrix and just kind of how big a deal this was for us. He'd mentioned it was multiple levels, you know, regiment, state, regional, and then all National Guard, and then go into the all Army. When he represents the National Guard, what that translates to is he is one of individual, well, actually one of two. You understand that there is a Soldier of the Year that goes up and an NCO of the Year that goes up. He was representing the NCO of the Year competition level. So these are two individuals that have been weaned down from the over 350,000 soldiers currently serving in the National Guard. And then obviously they're competing all Army wide. So you're really talking the creme de la creme. Each one of these waves is, you know, over 4 days of intense training and interviews and physical challenges and skill challenges. So it's really very, very difficult, very, very challenging, and very exhausting. And we were just proud to have Sergeant Jamison represent the state of Utah. Just having him get to that level was such an honor, and we're very proud of him.
Yeah, it definitely seems really impressive, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, the people don't realize the magnitude of, oh, yeah, you went to this competition. Well, when you realize how many that, you know, that was filtered down from, then people start to go, oh, wow, yeah, that's a big deal. So I think that's important for people to understand.
Yeah, I can definitely put that in there. Yeah, actually, do you mind, could I get you to spell your name by any chance?
Mine? You bet. Fairborn, F-A-I-R-B-O-U-R-N. First name, Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, rank, Lieutenant Colonel, Public Affairs Officer for the Utah Guard.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much for both of your help. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I appreciate your interest.
Yeah, anytime. We like these stories.
Wonderful. Now, do you need any pictures? Or is it just going to be a written story, or do you already have them from the stuff that's hung on the public domain there from the DVID site?
Yeah, I have them from the site. I have sent the link before the end.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, let us know if you need anything else.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.